Welcome to the Drive Time Pod. It's a show with white bitches talking about whatever the hell we want. My name's Mariah.
I'm Corey.
And I'm Sarah.
And this year.
This year?
Shush. This week.
It's a new month, so it's a new year.
Exactly. In fact, okay. This week, we are going to go into an AU. In which we talk about fan fiction again.
What, what?
I'm very excited about this because let's be real, our first fanfic podcast is number one, incredible. Number two, was not long enough in my personal opinion. There's so much more to this world of fan fiction, and yes, we have just scratched the surface, and now we're gonna get into the real weird shit, y'all. So how's everyone doing?
Oh, wonderful. You know, we were just talking about how 2020 has been quite a decade. And
so true.
I'm real ready for it to be over. Mm-hmm. A lady at work got us these work shirts, and she was like, guys, I'm sending everyone a team shirt in the mail. And we were like, okay, great. It's going to have like our company logo on it and say like, yay, sales, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, it says 2020, one star, would not recommend, very bad.
So great.
I love that. And I was like, team, that's super funny.
Thank you so much.
Oh, man.
And it's not wrong. It's not wrong.
Not wrong at all.
Yeah. But
excellent.
But yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what are we all drinking? Are we drinking fun things tonight?
Surprising no one. I'm drinking water because yo bitch does not want to be hydrated. Dehydrated.
Why do we do this if
because you insist that we record on a weeknight. I have to teach tomorrow, man.
Fair.
And we started this in the summer in Southern California, and it's hot. It's gonna be 109 this weekend. I am
no,
not.
Thank you.
I don't like that. That is mm-mm. not preferable. No thanks.
I do not like.
Would not recommend.
Very bad.
Very bad.
Sarah, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a grapefruit Spindrift today.
Wow. And Corey?
I shoved some whiskey and some tea.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's new.
I was like, this is what's in the fridge.
The whiskey is not this new. Is what, the tea is new for the listeners.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. A guy at my job tried to mansplain me the other day about whiskey and girls and whiskey. And let me fucking tell you guys. I have never been so livid in my life at work. And I've had people tell me to sit down and shut up. He was just like, oh, it's like this girl thing. They drink whiskey and wine. And I was like, one, shut the fuck up. Two, because they're great. Three, if you order whiskey at a bar, you're not going to get gypped. And same with wine. When you order mm-hmm. a mixed drink, you don't know how much liquor they're actually going to put in it.
That's mm-hmm. true. But,
And
liquor and is then great.
Liquor is so great. And all you need is a little bit. A little bit goes the longest of ways.
It is true. I like a good tiki drink. I want to not be able to taste the alcohol. I want it to taste like candies.
That's fair.
I want it to taste good and to fuck me up. Which is why I just, if I'm going to be drinking, you know it's going to be a good night when Mariah's like, I'll have a Long Island iced tea.
Uh-huh.
Because there's so much alcohol in there, girl. I don't even know. Ugh. Anyway, we are
they're fun.
Way off of topic. We have things.
Welcome to the Drinks Podcast, seriously, where we talk about
drinks, and it's great. We love to see it. So
all the ways we try to break our liver. All
right, y'all. So we're talking about fan fiction, right? But
again,
we are talking about fan fiction again. But the first thing I want to do is like talk about how fan fiction can be multiple different things, right? Because I have, like, there is this beautiful, like, written fan fiction, but you also have, like, fan art. I would also consider it to be somewhat fan fiction as well. But now we're, like, starting to branch off into new places. And so we also have, like, Twitter that is, like, there's a fan fiction, but I think there's a physical fan fiction that's out there, y'all. Because I have a slight, I have this, we're going to start off this fan fiction podcast with another update from the Candles podcast, because guess what just came in the mail, babies?
Oh, really? You got them?
I got them! So for the So I got ordered these candles from Fandom Focused Creations, and I literally got them this afternoon, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to wait to smell them on the podcast. Right, so I literally have no idea what they smell like.
For our audio medium, I know. I love that you waited.
I'm gonna describe them the best that I can. So
okay. You got, which set did you get?
I got again? I got the, okay, so for the listener, these are they are soy blended candles, and I don't remember what the name of it is, but it is like different Adam Driver characters.
So I think it's the Adam Driver trio.
I think it is the Adam Driver trio, because I did not get any of the I didn't get like any of the Raylos or whatever anything. So I have Patterson from the movie Patterson. and it's, the scent is, says it's Secret Notebooks and Cinnamon. Then we have the one that I think that I will probably like the most, which is Clyde Logan from Logan Lucky, which we've talked about. So it's also an update from episode one. Wow, full circle. And and it's supposed to smell like midnight bourbon and cypress.
Oh.
And then the last one is Flip Zimmerman from Black Klansman.
Yes.
And it's supposed to, and it just says buffalo plaid flannel.
I love that.
So which one should I smell first, ladies?
let's start with Patterson.
All right, let's do it. All right, let's crack it
the
open.
Most boring of Adam Driver characters.
Oh my God, I tried watching that movie and it was so boring. Oh my God, I couldn't get through it. I was like, this is a beautiful movie, and
it is.
Everyone in it is gorgeous, and the way that that Adam is shot is just like, wow, this is the most, this is the prettiest he's ever looked, ever. But I'm like, nothing happens. What is the point of this movie? What is the point?
There isn't. Just to stare at Adam Driver.
Listen, I yes, but I don't want to do that for an hour and a half. Just with
do
nothing
it.
Else.
I'm like, I just do it once. Call it good. I took one for the team and I watched Patterson. Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
You right. don't have to. Like, I know you. Well, Corey, you might be more okay with it.
Oh my God. I was so smell boring. It already. I've opened it. I haven't even
I read that they're really potent.
They're so potent. It's not even near my nose and I can smell it. Holy shit. Okay. Hold on. Oh. Oh, okay.
This is gonna be the longest episode ever.
I know.
We're not even gonna talk about fan fiction.
We will.
We're just gonna talk about candles.
Shut up. We will.
We're gonna talk about.
Okay, so it says it's what, cinnamon? Yes. And secret notebooks, I guess. Like, I don't. Okay, you know that old.
So cinnamon and dust.
Yeah, like it smells like cinnamon dust, but like. No, you know what it smells like. It smells like Borders, the bookstore, you know, but like,
yes,
but like that section that's like right between the Borders and then like the Pete's Coffee or whatever, Seattle's Best Coffee. That's yes. what it's like. Ooh, like a bookstore excited. Cafe. Yes.
In case anyone was wondering if we're old.
We are.
We just aged ourselves by talking about Borders.
So I like that. That's like a very summery, like right now kind of candle, like end of summer, beginning of fall. Like, ooh, yeah. Yes. Okay. All right. Smells very like exciting. A poetry writer. We love to see it. Okay. What's next? Flip or Clyde?
Flip.
Okay. All Flip. Right. Let's see it. Wait, I feel like I need coffee to like cleanse my palate.
At Ulta,
or like when sniff you, like, your shirt.
Oh, I actually have a coffee candle. Hold on.
There you go.
Guys, I have a really fun story for you. Dad, I'm so sorry if you ever listen to this. One time we were at Ulta, and it was like one of the few times we dragged like the entire family. And so we were like, hello, father and brother, you're coming into Ulta with us. There's a men's section, I think, somewhere in here. You have to come with us. And so I had my dad in like the cologne section, and he's going through smelling, and he just picks up the coffee beans and was like, well, what perfume's this? It doesn't have any label on it. Like, and I was like, oh, Gregory.
Oh, man, that's incredible.
That's to cleanse your nose palate, sir. And he was like, I would wear this. And I was like, all right, fair.
You know what? Awesome. Let's open it. This one is not as potent.
Which one is
this?
Oh,
this is Flip Zimmerman, of course. And this is, this is, it smells like plaid flannel. So let's take a sniff. Oh!
I'm sorry, did you say buffalo plaid flannel?
Yeah, it's the type of flannel that he wears.
Hmm.
It's got, like, the print. Okay, this one just straight up smells like man soap from the 70s.
Mm. I'm okay
from
that.
From the 70s?
Yeah, wait. Under notes of cigarette smoke.
I was not prepared for that.
I feel like if any of us would know, it would be Mariah.
Yeah, both my parents are lifelong smokers, so... Oh, but I mean, I don't hate it. This is like, you know what this smells like? It, I mean, aside from Flip Zimmerman, I guess, is like, okay, this is like, somebody just used like Head and Shoulders, and like, they smell clean, but then they immediately light a cigarette and start smoking, and you're like, why? Yeah, it's like dirt. Oh man, that's like, that's the profile of Flip Zimmerman. Like, wow. Like, he's a cop, and he's trying to do his best, but you know, he's a cop, so ACAB. And also, he's doing like dirty things, like, I don't know, saying the N-word and trying to be a Klansman for the greater good, I guess. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, I like that one. Not my fave. Let's cleanse the palate. Any other stories?
No, I'm just, I'm ready for
the last one, the Claude Logan one, that I'm sure that we're all gonna really like. All right,
I'm just excited.
I know we're gonna like it because I remember, yeah, when you read the description, they're like normal things.
Okay, so this one is Midnight Bourbon and Cypress.
Yeah, like, who's not gonna love either one of those things?
Who knows? Let's see. Oh, I was like, this one.
Now, this is the real question.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a story where somebody like Timothy Chalamet or somebody smelled Adam Driver somewhere and then said that there is a candle at Target that smells like him?
Yeah. So I was talking about this with you guys? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So,
but I don't think it was on record. So we have to.
Okay. So there's a candle at Target that is literally, you cannot buy it anymore because it has been sold out because people went on to Target and just like, we're looking at this. And it's made by Chip and Joanna Gaines. It's from their Magnolia collection. It's called Embers in Leather or something. You can't even buy it online. It is completely sold out. And like,
the obsession is real.
Like,
America.
I was able, at one point I was like considering buying it online, but I was like, I don't know. And then you could, and then suddenly, Jake Alda, whose grandfather is Alan Alda. This kid's on TikTok. He's like in his early 20s, I think. What is that?
So sorry. Keep going. I was trying to be so quiet.
Girl.
Yep, so not at all. Wow. Sorry.
And again.
Jake Alda.
You either die a hero and you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. Anyway, so Jake Alda, he got to meet Adam Driver at the premiere for Marriage Story because he and his grandpa was in the movie with Adam, and he was like, oh my gosh, Joanne was so nice. Adam's very intense. He's very polite, but like he doesn't talk to a lot of people. Joanne's so nice. And I'm like, that checks out.
Like, this checks out.
Like, this, yes. This like, so, like I understand it completely. Like, Joanne, I'm you. I get you. Like it's real. So somebody was like, oh, did you get to smell him? And he's like, oh, yeah, he smells really nice. Like, well, why? And so they're like, you got to go buy the leather numbers for a candle from Target. And so Jake Alder's like, okay, apparently this is the Adam Driver candle. And so he sniffs it immediately. He goes, oh, yeah, that smells like Adam.
That's so funny.
And he's just like the sweetest, like, little baby boy. And so but now you can't buy it anywhere, but this I think
2020 is a desperate year.
Like, this is really good. You know what it smells like? A hillbilly Christmas.
I mean, that's what we're going
that's
for.
That's a winter candle, baby. Oh, I like that.
Mariah, do you need some time alone?
No,
I was gonna say
no.
So honestly, are you to it?
No, it's fine. Honestly, though, I think my favorite one is Patterson.
Wow.
All
right.
Because, I mean, they all are just so strange and unique. But I really like how people are interpreting our favorite characters and stories into different ways. And that's...
Way to bring it back.
Yeah. Like, and so that's... And that's what
really circle it up.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm a professional. I've done 15 whole podcasts. So,
well, I'm very excited because I also ordered those, but I also ordered the Raylo trio. So
you'll have to give us an update. All right. So yes, now, I will. We're like 15 minutes into this fanfiction podcast, and we haven't even talked about fucking fanfiction. Alrighty.
I mean, technically, we have because you connected the dots.
I did. Yeah. You know, said that this is fan.
It is part
you
of said the candles were fan fiction.
Candles,
so.
Candles are fan fiction. It is law. so, all right, so we're gonna now really get into other types of fan fiction. So the thing that I'm sure that Corey is super upset about that I really want to talk about just as a discussion.
Uh-oh, what am I upset about?
Is this random ass thing. Is ABO fan fiction.
The bane of my existence.
It's just, why, Corey? Elaborate.
Tell us all about it.
Here's the thing. If I have family members listening, I'm going to need you to stop. Thank you for supporting us. Please don't listen farther. This is kind of like the whole, you know, when I die, please erase my...
This is the X
my internet history.
This is the X-rated podcast.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, this podcast is not for people below the age of 18. If you're under 18, please leave.
Just... Also not for anyone I know in real life.
Yeah,
so
aside from
except for us.
Except for my friends. Yeah. My friends can listen. It's fine.
Yeah. You're friends. Okay. But so for those who don't know, ABO stands for Alpha Beta Omega, and it is a niche kink that, in my understanding, kind of came to deep fruition in Teen Wolf.
Yes, but do you know, it originated in Supernatural.
Shocking.
Freaking, of course it did.
Of course it did.
Why am I not surprised to find that information out?
Right.
Continue. Yeah. And so this is what we have categories in our lives of things that it's like, I'm going to read all about this. If anyone fucking tried to talk to me about it or came at me as if we're going to act this out in real life, I would murder them.
It is
like, do not, this is not the thing I really, Okay, so the thing about fan fiction that I super love, and I'm sure it's the same with people who watch porn. I'm going to out myself now. I don't watch porn. I don't like it. It's not my thing. Fan fiction is my porn. But so it's like you might watch porn that you would never want to have done to you. or act out. And that's the same with fan fiction. Like, it's like, this is really fun and I like reading it. I don't ever want this to happen in my real life.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's a fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that is what ABO is. Things that you just keep reading and you don't know why.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing is, like, as a thing that I like it as a concept, as a narrative concept, I find it so fascinating. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, mm-hmm. I'm like, that is incredible. Sarah, do you want to define for the listeners what ABO actually is now that we've tiptoed around it?
Sure. So
I love learned... having a job. I love being employed. I love having a job. I love being employed. Okay.
I started reading fan fiction in the Harry Potter fandom, and let me tell you, ABO is not a big thing in that fandom. So I didn't really experience it all that much until I needed to deal with The Rise of Skywalker, and so I read Reylo. And then it's literally everywhere. It's insane.
Literally everywhere. I don't.
It's like, oh,
it's insane.
It's like 5 out of 6 fix. I don't know where that number came from.
It feels like that.
It is like that. It's like, literally, you're going to just, it's ABO. You were looking through the tags. ABO, ABO. Okay. Cool. So basically,
you want to hear my theory on why?
Go for it.
Because, well, sorry, we're still tiptoeing, but because all of the people who used to write Steric and Teen Wolf graduated to Reylo.
That is, I think that's really correct. And now that Star Wars is over, I feel like they're shifting again, but I just don't know where, and I need to follow.
Yes,
you know, I yeah.
When you find it, you let us know.
I for sure will.
Yep.
I'll know when Diasterisms finds a new fandom, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Human. Okay, so ABO, Alpha, Beta, Omega. So basically, it's this concept of this world, and you can take it from the animal kingdom as well, but they have made it into, like, a fiction universe where you have an alpha who's obviously the dominant. It's usually the male in a male-female relationship. Or just one of the males in a male-to-male relationship, but there are a few where they switch it. You have betas, which is everybody else, like normal people. They don't have anything special.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have omegas, which are like the special chosen people.
The vessels, usually, as it were.
Yeah, they're like the submissives. They are usually female or the more feminine of the two males. Again, there are some fiction, like some fics where they subvert it and have actually been done really well. And basically the omegas go into heat where they basically black out and get really horny and they secrete a lot of, slick is what they call.
Yeah. It's like really weird.
It's called slick.
It's, I mean, like, honestly, I'm like, that's a better name for it in real life than whatever we're using. Anyway,
I don't even know what we call it.
We don't call we just call it WAP.
Yeah. Basically.
Let's timestamp this podcast.
WAP. The actual timestamp. Yeah. And so basically they go into heat. It's like once a month or every few months. Every author kind of chooses their ABO tropes that they want to implement. And then scent is huge. So you have glands, scenting glands.
They secrete pheromones.
That secrete pheromones that the alpha will then smell or the omega will smell. And that's how you can find your mate. If you, there are ones where you bite the gland, either you both have to bite each other's glands and then you're mated for life, or the alpha has to bite the omega. There's also different ABOs where they talk about, like, they're different animals, like they're cats or foxes. And so then their scent glands are located in different places to match the corresponding animal. It's literally, there's so much, but that's like the basic, is there's going to be a heat, or for an alpha who gets forced into it, it would be called a rut.
I always forget about those.
The Omega. The Omegas have heats, Alphas have ruts. They can coincide, or a heat can cause a rut in an Alpha who didn't know that that was their mate kind of thing. And then they smell it and they go crazy. And the Omegas in a heat, they like to nest. So they'll have like a bunch of blankets on the bed. They forget about how to take care of themselves, but that's okay because that's what the Alpha is there for. The Alpha then provides food and water and makes sure they're taking care of themselves in between bouts of sex. And yeah, I think, oh, the Alpha can also command in some cases. Like, they have, like, the way they say their voice, then the Omega has to do what was said. There's a bunch of layers, but I hope that's enough for us to then do whatever else Mariah wants to talk about.
I mean, yeah. So, honestly, Sarah, I'm so glad that I made you do that because you said it in such, like, a clinical way that it didn't feel gross. Because sometimes when you, like, people talk about it, it's just like, ooh, that's nasty. I don't like that. Yeah. So, like, the reason why I wanted to talk about it is because it kind of, like, you mentioned it a lot, like, dominant and submissive, right? Mm-hmm. Because there is this other world that we're also going to talk about, which is, like, well, a little bit right now, I guess, which is the world of, like, very kinky BDSM sex stuff. And they have that kind of fan fiction as well. But a lot of people are kind of, like, it's what's called squicked out, which is, like, where they're like, ooh, I don't like that. It squicks me. Like, that's the fandom term. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, that's a new one. Weird. Very
good to know. Yeah.
So if you see, oh, it squicks me, like, that means they don't like it. They don't like it that much. It triggers them in some way. So people kind of can get squicked out by the traditional human dom sub dynamic, right? What this ABO does, it kind of takes that voluntary dynamic and kind of makes it biological. And so you're able to explore that, like, need to, like, be submissive or be dominant, and but, like,
it makes it more palatable.
Yeah, I think
for people, I think,
because I always,
the way that they combine it, and it's never, it's very rarely as sometimes as harsh as some of the straight BDSM fix can be, I think, because it's just, it's not a conscious choice to do it, I think.
And that's, like, the really great thing about it is that most of the time, the characterization of, like, the Alphas and the Omegas, they're, like, constantly fighting against the biological urge. They're like, oh, I hate that my stupid body is making me do this thing. Like, I don't even like this person. And so, like, that's, like, another narrative layer. But it's also, like, people, I think it's, like, a representation of people trying to be, like, I want this. My body wants this thing. I want this, like, kinky kind of fantasy. But I have to fight back against it because society is making, is, like, has told me for years and years and years that's not okay. So it's, like, a way to navigate that, like, kink kind of situation.
And tacked onto that, I just remembered something too. A lot of the ABO fix will have something about being on suppressants or hormones of some kind to, like, dampen their scents, or scent blockers. That's what they're called, blockers and suppressants, based off of if you're an Alpha or Omega. And just to kind of make you quote unquote normal, like a Beta, because everyone wants to just be a normal. No dominant, no submissive, vanilla, like, person kind of thing in masquerade is that, even though they're not.
Yeah, absolutely. Corey, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, I think, too, it's a great way to add tropes that you really like into it without it being, like, squicky or whatever, because it's, you can do the enemies to lovers thing.
Oh, and, yes.
You know, different and things that, like, people really that. Like. While... So here's my thing too. So I think truly the BDSM fanfic community has suffered from 50 Shades of Grey deeply.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
One more time, please.
50 Shades of Grey is a fucking piece of shit.
One more time.
50 Shades of Grey is a piece of shit, and it would there is be better
lack of in consent. The flame.
That was my song. I hope you liked it.
I loved it. Thank you.
And so the thing that I have noticed through my years of reading different things, going on different kinds of forums, is pre-Fifty Shades of Grey, BDSM, you could just, like, pull any kind of fanfic even off of, like, a Wattpad or fanfic.net, and it would have safe, sane, consensual, safe, sane, consensual, constantly. Post-Fifty Shades of Grey, people don't even know that exists.
Mm-hmm.
In some regards. And some of that is just young authors not knowing, and some of that is just people being interested in something they don't know about.
And not doing research.
And it's not healthy and okay. So the thing with ABO is, I think it's where the people who safe, sane, consensual understand that have gone.
Interesting.
And that's just my opinion based on, like, things I've read or just going through and reading, you know, like, literally. So when I was, like, in high school, this is pre, like, this is when you had to, like, sneak onto the computer in the basement, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I would go on this website called Lucid, and you had to pay for their books. It was basically, like, books that people were writing, but adult fiction books. But you would get, like, the segments of, like, the really good porn to read. And so without having to pay for everything, I could get that out. And I was like, oh, BDSM sounds really cool and interesting. And I would, like, read all about it. And you always hear, like, safe, sane, consensual, you know, all this stuff. And there would be it wasn't just, like, the guy is the, you know, dom and the lady's a submissive. It was, like, all kinds of different dynamics. And there would be – it was really diverse and in the sense of, like, sexuality. So there would be, like – there was a lot of gay couples and
– oh, like real life?
Yeah, you know, like real life. And there was, like, a whole section that you could click on for people who are in shit. I almost said triplets. That's not the word. A threesome. But what's, like, the it's not polyamorous, because it's just, like, if you're in, like,
a thruple?
Yeah, a thruple.
Was that a word back then?
I don't think so. Well, it was on this website. But so I learned all kinds of things, and then 50 Shades of Grey comes out while I'm in college, and it legitimately, like, destroyed all these little fandoms I'd found. So anyway, that's my whole, like, that is my soapbox. 50 Shades of Grey can eat a bag of dicks.
Mm-hmm.
And what's her face James is,
yeah,
one of the worst things to happen.
That started off as fan
sexual
fiction.
Culture,
yeah,
it did. I know. That actually is partly why it makes me so angry, because it could have been stopped so many times.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. But
anyway, on the good side of ABO, that's just my opinion about ABO, is that mm-hmm. it's kind of where people have been like, well, we're going to flock over here because over here has lost its mind.
Yeah. Like, so I would say that I have read quite a few ABOs, and I find that the best ones are the ones where it's like they really navigate the world, they really build out the world, and there's a lot of internal struggle and strife, and it's all about the consent and stuff, rather mm-hmm. than just like the straight porn, which mm-hmm. I don't really like that.
Well, and I think too, I think the fantasy with ABO, especially now that we're in this fucking pandemic and it's so hard to meet people to date, mm-hmm. is that with ABO, like, you don't have to go through all the dumb dating apps, and you don't have to get a dick pic every other, you know, match,
mm-hmm.
and all this stuff. It's just, it's like that whole thing of, like, you see each soulmates. Other and your hormones say you're my soulmate, but there's, like, a biological reason for it, and so our brains can be like, okay, I'm okay with this.
Yeah, and, like, there's
it's not
all...
just, like, fantastical.
Yeah, and then, like, there's also that, like, you've met and you're soulmates, but, like, you don't necessarily like each other, so how do you deal with that? Which, by mm-hmm. the way, yo bitch loves a soulmate AU? Holy shit. My God. And so... if I would like to, I would just very much like to quickly change the subject slightly to fics that normally you wouldn't have read that you like that I end up really liking. So one of the things, because I am a teacher, is I loathe teacher student fics. I hate them so much. I genuinely, for the most part, cannot stand them. However, there are two exceptions. Now, one of these exceptions, I cannot remember the name of them. And just so you know, both of them are Raylo. Because
let's be real.
Let's be real. And so, like, the reason why I liked the first one is because, so what happens, set up, Ben is a high school teacher and his sophomore kid in his, like, a student, accidentally, like, they brush hands and then, like, they realize that they're soulmates, right? And so it is literally 120,000 words of Ben Solo being like, stay the fuck away from me, child. You are a child. Stop it. And Ray being like, but don't you like me? And he's like, you are a child. Like, it is literally just him. It's like, it's labeled with slow burn, but then, like, the next tag is it's practically a no burn until Ray turns 19.
I love that.
And it's, like, literally just about fucking dealing with the fact that you have this unfair and unbalanced power dynamic, and what do you do if you're in that position and you have to pull the brakes, like, because your conscious can't deal with, like, acting on your urges, even though your body might want to. And I was like, damn, this is fucking good, honestly, so delicious. And then, like, at the very end, you know, like, even when they're trying to, like, act in their romantic relationship later at the end, it doesn't just immediately be like, okay, she's 18, let's have sex. They have to really build up to it, like, a whole lot, because they have to change their relationship from,
like, real life.
Yeah, and, like, that's why it was so good. Now, I would, if that happened to me in real life, I would literally K-word myself, throw myself off of a bridge. Like, I would not enjoy that. Fair. Like, that's not cool. Right. But, like, again, as, like, that was, like, one of the cool things. I was like, oh, I'm seeing this from a teacher's perspective, and how, and, like, this author's doing a really great job of how awful it would make you feel being a teacher and having to watch your student, who is somehow also your soulmate, go through this. And, like, having to have that responsibility, this is a lot. The other one is by Diastereisms.
You can do it.
Shock and awe.
Sarah, go for it.
The Heartbreak Prince, a Raylo Hogwarts AU.
Yes!
So good! Oh my god!
I mean, like, here's the thing. When you said, and I'll let you talk about why you love that one, besides the fact that it's Diastereisms and everything she does is perfect.
Fair.
I don't necessarily like teacher-student. I'll read more of the professor student.
Oh,
because
she's
of age.
Yeah.
That's a trope I can get behind. I don't even know if I've ever read teacher student. I haven't, because I wouldn't want to.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Oh,
listen, fucking loved that shit when I was in college.
Of course.
Well, I had so many delusions, and now I go back to read it, and I'm like, oh. I'm uncomfortable.
A lot of them are written from the point of view of the younger, like, those ones especially are written from the point of view of the student. Unless, of course, and I say this with disappointment, but without surprise, that if there is a teacher, where it's usually creepy and written from the teacher's perspective, is usually written by a man. mm-hmm. usually. Yeah. Because, you know, men are conditioned in this terrible society of ours to, like, be pedophiles, basically, which is really upsetting. But anyway.
Anyways, let's talk about the Heartbreak Prince and yes. why you love it.
I mean, I like it for basically the same reasons, right? Like, they have to navigate this power dynamic, but the added bonus is that Rey is 18 from the beginning. Like, mm-hmm. they meet, and she's, like, 2 days from her 18th birthday, and it's just, she's just like, hey, Professor Solo, do you want to bang me? And he's like,
yes, but
I
no.
do, but I also have to grade papers. And I'm like, oh, that's so real. Just like, that is incredible. And like, the fact that it's in Hogwarts, so it's magical, and there's Patronuses and shit. And I'm just like, wow, what, diastereomorphs, take J.K. Rowling away from this place and just take over mm. it, Harry Potter. And it's yes. just so good, you know? Like,
yep.
Oh, so good. And also, like, the beginning of chapter, I think it's 6 or something, just slaps you in the face. It's just like, oh, oh,
oh, here we go. Oh.
So, yeah, there you go. I really need to find that, the name of that other one. That, I really do. I don't even remember what it's called. I'm sure I'll find it. Anyway, Corey, do you have any forbidden fruit? Kind of things that you read.
I mean, I was so I think I'm the most boring fanfic reader out of all three of us. Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong.
I don't know that I have anything like forbidden. I have very like pretty vanilla, well, in the realm of fanfiction, vanilla tastes. You know what I mean?
Yes, I like that you put that caveat in there. In the realm of fan fiction, I am vanilla.
It's, I mean, yeah.
You know, okay, so this isn't like weird, but just for me weird. I truthfully to date usually have very much hated like first person where they talk like you and the character.
Mm-hmm.
If that's how I just, it really bothers me. And I think it's from Twilight. It's from, you know, PTSD with Twilight. Please get mm-hmm. away from me. However, this, I think her name is Babushka on Tumblr on AO3 has an entire Adam Driver collection.
You talked about this one last time, but go in.
Yeah,
go in, bitch. Yeah. Go in.
Well, no, I just, there's like, there's actually, oh, okay, it's called Blue Moon, and then there's like a second part, and I don't remember the second part, but it's from a first person characterization or whatever, but the character of Adam Driver is from Pale from Burn This.
Oh,
I think I've read that fic like 7 times.
Girl,
it's so good. And
he is so large,
smutty, and it's just, it's like one of those things. It's a little bit of a Cinderella story, which I also normally don't like. And right, which we've deeply discussed the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like one of those things where if you had told me I would like this like a year ago, I would have laughed at you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So Blue Moon by Babushka. Look it up. See what you think. But yeah, just I think I'm just very I'm very boring. I always will read a good Eric from Divergent and original female character. I don't like the stuff. Okay, we're gonna get Triss. There will be a lot of Eric and Triss. Keep that shit away from me. She deserves 4. I want them together.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but I don't know. The other is I used to read tons of Teen Wolf, so I have all kinds of weird Teen Wolf like bookmarked, you know. and specifically Steric.
Oh hell yeah!
Although for a while there, do you guys how much did you watch Teen Wolf?
I watched through like season 3, and then after Dylan O'Brien kind of left, I was like,
I mean, he never left. He was on the show the whole time.
I mean, yeah, but
they murdered like half of our favorite.
Yeah,
characters.
Like I think after they murdered, did. believe.
Or was
Allison.
It when he turned evil? Because he was evil.
No, that season was actually pretty good. I think after that season,
that was season three.
Yeah, after that season, I don't think I watched it anymore.
Yeah, I think after season three is when Allison.
Here's a Teen Wolf side note.
Okay, go for it.
Mariah lived very far away and did not have much internet. And once a week, we would be able to FaceTime and watch Teen Wolf and keep up with it. So we watched and followed it for a good 2 years, would you say?
Yeah, I would say that.
Year?
Year or so.
And so we were deeply emotionally connected, and then Jeff Davis fucked everything over at the end of season three. Mm-hmm. And we were like, you know what? I just spent basically 2 years of my life loving a show that you have just murdered. I'm done.
Here you go.
Other people who have watched the show, my sister sat down and just watched the whole show in 2 weekends. She's like, I just thought it was all really good. And I'm like, you know what? I think that's fair if you didn't dedicate time to it.
Yeah. And you didn't wait, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, all that to say, there is a character who gets added in the fourth season called Parrish. He's very hot. He's like a cop. So there's a lot of threesomes with Derek, Parrish, and Styles.
Nice.
Nope. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I almost said Steric. I was like, that is not that character's name.
It isn't.
But again, I haven't read that in probably 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. So
you like what you like.
Yeah. It's fine. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, y'all. I found my full history of all the fics I've ever read.
Oh, so proud.
There's 45 pages.
Uh-huh.
Jesus,
I'm sure.
Christ.
Yeah.
This
so this
is not
is what,
shocking surprise. At
Mariah,
all.
Here's what I want our listeners to understand about you versus me and Sarah. Mm-hmm. You will sit down and read book length, and I mean legit book length fix.
Yeah.
I have read exactly one book length fic. And I followed her for 2 years while she released a new chapter every Tuesday.
I would like you to know that my full history on Archive of Our Own is 57 pages.
Damn, okay. Oh, man, I'm still in scared.
It's not a competition, but it's because I read a bunch of short fics and Mariah reads a lot of novel length fics.
I don't want it if it's less than 15,000 words.
Yeah, I want a one shot. Hello, goodbye.
Yep.
Usually they are one shot. Like a 15,000 word one shot, I'm like, yes, good.
Mm-mm. I do. I'll read a one shot if it's 10 to 15,000 words, but as soon as it goes over 8 to 10 chapters, then I'm like, how invested? And so then it just stays. I have 60 tabs open in my Safari browser because it's they're there. I'd like to read them, and I will eventually when I can dedicate time.
Jesus Christ,
read them.
How am I? Okay, yes. I finally got to the Steric ones.
Also, I want to clarify that Blue Moon by Cowboy Kulux is what she goes by on AO3.
Huh.
Cowboy KY. But she's, if you're on Tumblr, it's Babushka.
All right. You and she's just got send that our way?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll hold it
I'm still trying to find this fucking shit that I have talked to you guys about.
All right.
Oh, man. Oh, well.
What was the question that you two answered? Because I haven't answered it yet. I just don't remember what it was.
Say it again.
Your forbidden fruit. The one that you were I shouldn't be reading this, but I really like this one. The one that you're like, this trope is terrible and I hate it, except for this one fic.
I generally won't read established relationships. I don't like them. I would much rather they're not together and then they have to, and there's some sort of animosity or whatever, and then they have to figure it out and then get together.
Mm-hmm.
Generally is what I like. So when I'm looking, this was especially apparent when I was in the, because it's not as common to do established relationships in the Raylo fandom because of just the dynamic of the characters. Mm-hmm. But when I was in the Harry Potter fandom and reading a lot of that, there's a lot of established relationships. And I'd like see that tag and I'd be like, nah, not going to do it. Mm-hmm. So, and I actually don't know if I've read one that I really liked. There have been some really beautiful fics that I didn't think I would like. Like, I read a Draco Harry fic that was literally one of the most beautiful things I've ever read. And I didn't, like, that's not my typical thing that I would read. Like, I don't yeah. ship them. I don't think that that should be a thing that happens. But if I, like, was able to detach and not think about them as Harry Potter and Draco Malfoy, which I can do fairly easily, it was the most beautiful. So, like, after the war, Draco goes and he's, like, in Scandinavia somewhere on a fishing boat. And he's, like, built. Like, picture rugby player built, right?
Nice. Good.
And so then there's a reunion and he goes back for it. And then Harry's there and he's like a writer, but he's kind of like fucked up. He's like being a hermit, like living. No one knows where he lives and he doesn't talk to anyone. And he's kind of withdrawn because he's so fucked up from what happened during the war, which makes complete sense. Uh-huh. He would not be a functioning uh-huh. member of society right. after his childhood. And but he's having difficulty. Oh, he's supposed to write an autobiography. And so he's trying to put his story down, but he's having difficulty and he can't do it. And then Draco actually has he wrote like a book about fishing or he had done something and he's really good with words. So then he's going to come in and be a ghostwriter.
Okay.
For Harry, but they have to really work at building a friendship because they were never friends.
Right.
And there's still sexual tension, but like they won't do it because Harry has these weird spontaneous bursts of magic that he can't control because of the Elder Wand and dying and coming back to life. Like again, right. things that make sense. And then they also realize like it's not healthy to just be together but not actually be together because we really need to build that trust and relationship. And it's just so beautiful. It's really long. It was like a full length like book. And it's one of my top Harry Potter fics I've ever read. Just because it was just so beautifully written. Like there was that you felt the tension, but it was so realistic. Like you could see this being like a thing that happened. Like two broken people helped each other become less broken, kind of thing.
Oh, I love that.
That's so nice.
So, because that's not it. I guess that's the only way I could answer it. Because the one thing I don't like to read, I actually haven't really read much of. So,
but, I was going to say that's my thing. If I don't, I don't read it. If I don't like it, you know. Yeah,
but I'm like, but there have been a few, like pairings. Is more often than not that based off of tags and description, I might be willing to read it. Like, I ended up reading that really good Sokka Zuko fic, which I'm like, no. But then I read it and I was like, okay, yeah, I get it. You know, like there's things like that that I'm like, no, what is this pairing? And then you read it and you're like, okay, you did a good job. I see where you're coming from. Like, that's good. That's more of it for me than an actual like fic trope because I can just ignore those because I've tried and I'm like, nah, it's not my thing.
Oof.
Anyways.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful.
What do you have next?
What do I have next? Well, I mean, I guess I can just, I don't know. Okay.
Can we please talk about the phenomenon of twit fics?
Yes,
they're so good.
They're so incredible. So as far as I'm aware, okay, so there is a type of writing called epistolary writing where mm-hmm. you write in the form of letters back and forth. Now, as far as I'm aware, somebody in the Raylo fandom decided to take this concept of epistolary writing and yes. modernize it in a way that makes it incredibly easy to read fan fiction all on Twitter through the use of yeah. pictures and screenshots of
like all my text messages, Instagram posts, Twitter posts, all that kind of stuff. And this writer is Violet Wilson, and she goes, her handle on Twitter is ViYWrites. Which oh, is so good. And I think the original one is called Burner Phone. Now, TwitFigs are just an entire beast unto themselves. And you can't find them, you can't really find them anywhere besides Twitter. So if you want to, if you want to read them, you got to go on Twitter, get yourself an account and start reading, girl. But they are
just, I literally did this about 3 weeks ago.
Seriously. I literally got a, I literally got a Twitter account just so I could read Raylo fan fiction. I hate that for myself, but, yeah, it's in, it's incredible. Like, and it's so unique, and it's just, the people, how people write them and how people create them and just like post them in just 2 seconds. And I'm just like, wow, how can you have like a fully formed story just told through fucking pictures? That's incredible. Like the amount of talent.
Literally through tweets.
Yeah. Like the talent, the drive, the organization. I can't, like, that's incredible. But I just find them so fascinating. So, some of my favorite Twitter fix, like, are they're just so great. And I just Burner Phone is definitely one that you want to find if you can find it.
Yes,
it is incredible. But I also really like this really fucking long one called The Lunch Thief. And this is one thing. Okay, so one of the things I usually don't like in fix is kid fix. Like, I don't like it with the little children, but this one was perfect. That is all.
Yeah.
Just called The Lunch Thief and it's perfect.
Yay.
Yep. Once, I think, because Mariah introduced Corey to TwitFix and then Corey let me know that Mariah had done so. And then I'm like, oh, well, here, let me send you some of mine.
Yes.
That I had. And I literally, it was so many. I was like, because I have a lot that I follow, that I,
yes,
I really like them. And then I have them, you know, bookmarked because you have to, while you're waiting for them to update, which is always great. There's one that I'm, there's a couple that I'm following right now. One by somebody by the name of Rainbow Rays, I think is her Twitter handle.
Rainbow Rays.
She has good ones. Really good ones. I think she's still, she's almost done with, it's lingerie. Instead of I-E, it's R-E-Y, you know. Puns. And that one's really good. It's a miscommunication, like they think they hate each other, but she accidentally sends him a picture of herself in lingerie. And she's like, what do you think? And he's like, well, obviously you're hot. And she's like, wait, what do you mean obviously? And then she's like, oh, well, maybe I'll just have sex with him for fun, like hate sex and get it out. And then
surprise, well, surprise.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. They're gonna get feelings. And you know, of course, he's been secretly pining after her the whole time. It's so great, but no one can fucking communicate, so it's continuing.
Oh, so good.
And it, the angst is real and it's delightful. It hasn't finished yet, but it's close. And any of her fics, read them. Gino does some as well, J-E-E-N-O. Celia and
did one,
the one where she drunk texts him.
I just that one is that so one. I haven't, I need to finish it. I need to finish it.
You don't need to finish it. I won't. It's so good. It's Celia underscore and is her name. And I don't remember what she calls it. She doesn't have as it as a pinned tweet. My goodness.
I think she just used one of the Raylo prompts as her. Oh, and by the way, can we just really quickly talk about how Ray, like, just like prompts,
it was a prompt.
The prompts in general are like little tiny mini fics and unto themselves.
Yeah. Like, yeah. So the prompt itself is, what if on the night of her 21st birthday, college student Ray drunkenly sexted her brother's friend Ben? What if someone wrote a text fic about that? Winky face emoji. And then Celia proceeds to write the text fic, which is amazing. And it is, oh, how, it's like 200 tweets long. Oh
my, Jesus Christ. Wait, one more time. Jesus Christ.
I will say, as a elder millennial who hates most social media, it did not take me long to figure out TwitFix.
Yeah, they're easy to figure out.
They're actually super simple. So for anyone who's listening, there's probably none of you who don't know what this is, but anyone listening, don't be afraid.
Yeah. There is one that I
just kidding. It's 178 tweets.
Still, that's a lot. That's a lot. There's one that I have been reading, and I don't remember who bought it, who's writing it, but it's really interesting because it's like basically take this plot of the Star Wars sequel trilogy and then put it against the backdrop of the 2020 election. And it's a TwitFic. Yes. And it's incredible. We're basically like Ahsoka Tano is, who, by the way, Ahsoka Tano is from the fucking Clone Wars. If you haven't watched it, take a fucking note. She is basically kind of like a Liz Warren, Kamala Harris type, but she's also like Joe Biden running for president. And then we also have what's his name? Snoke is Trump, Mr. Trumpy. And then what's his name? Palpatine is like a Mitch McConnell type.
Yes.
And Leia is more of like a Nancy Pelosi type, and Ben obviously works for Palpatine, and Rey obviously works for Leia, and so like, and it's like all this election shit, and then and it also explores the fact that Ben has been gaslit his entire adult life. So like it is just so good. But the last time we read it was like maybe 2-3 weeks ago, because you know, I've been in school. I just can't look at screens no more. After you look at them all day. So that is just so good. And yes, that's it.
10 out of 10 would recommend. Go read Twitter text fix.
Yes.
Yep.
Next thing I want to talk about is something I feel like was sorely lacking and is sorely lacking in my life. And if anybody wants to give me recommendations, does anybody have any lesbian ships?
So, I mean, you got something you want to say, Corey?
Well, no, go for it.
Okay, I mean, besides, like, so I watched the L Word Generation Q, and then I needed, like, it ended on a cliffhanger, and so, like, I tried to find fix that way. There's, like, nothing written for it because it's a brand new show. So I'm, like, besides, like, actual, like, they're already lesbians ship, there really aren't any that I've read. There's definitely, I think they're fewer and far between for lesbian ships. Gay is definitely more prominent in fix, gay and heterosexual. But yeah, I'm like, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, and just makes
there've been a few random ones that I read in like the Harry Potter fandom. You know?
Yeah.
But it was like, or they were like side characters.
Right. Like, that's the thing. I always find that like there are always like lesbian ships where they're the side characters. And I'm just like, I just want somebody to write me a beautifully written, like, Cadel, Coconics, and Rose Tico. That'd be so good. But I have read a Ray and Rose one.
Okay.
And it's just called Us Girls or something like that, where they're both like mechanics and like,
I love that.
You know, like the whole thing is like they're like really good with their hands, and it's like a lot of like not so
as they should imagery. With their hands.
And I was like, alright, girl.
Can I just, while we're on the subject, can I just tell you a story?
Please.
Yes.
Okay. So my sister and her boyfriend were having a conversation And he goes, I don't know what they're talking about. Probably shaving, like, you know, your pubes and stuff. And he was like, can you imagine being two lesbians scissoring and their stubble? And my sister thinks this is hilarious. And she's, I don't know why she brought it up talking to a roommate, you know, of ours. And I'm all the way over in the family room sitting there. And I'm just the quiet, sassy peanut gallery going, excuse me, lesbians don't scissor. That's just in porn.
Correct.
And she, I mean, you know, because she didn't know what, they don't know. Everyone just thinks that that's like a thing that happens. Mm-hmm. And I think I shocked my roommate. She was like, can we just talk about how you know that? And I'm like, well, how do I know anything? Don't you know that I just have random facts hidden in my brain? And then my sister goes, well, she's bi. And I'm like, yeah, because that automatically means that I know these things too. Yeah. Like, I was on a rugby team. I have a lot of lesbian friends. I've been educated. And mm-hmm. she's like, I have lesbian friends. I've just never asked them about sex. And I'm like, then what are you doing with your life?
Yeah.
Right?
And it's like, you're not living it correctly.
Seriously.
So I figured if we're going to talk about lesbian fix, we need to talk about if there's scissoring in it, it's just porn. It's not real life.
Well, and it's also porn made for straight men.
Yes.
You know, like scissoring does, like, and like that's the another thing I would very much like to talk about in the porn industry and just in general with our society is that, like, even, and we're contributing this too, but like even in our made up worlds, men still get the best deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I should probably just try and find more fix for lesbians, but like, because I do really enjoy reading them when I get to them. And so there's some of them are just like
the hottest things you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. But I also like it when they are rule 64'd. Do you know what that is?
No, you wrote this down in our questions. We don't know what either of these rules are. All right,
so okay, so they are rule 63 and rule 34. So, rule.
You just switched those numbers.
Yes, I know. Be sure I know.
On these numbers.
I know. I the first time when I wrote them down, I didn't get the numbers right, but I looked them up. So,
okay.
So the first one is rule 34, which is if it exists in the world, there is porn of it.
Oh, I knew that one.
Right. Uh-huh. So then rule 63 is any character can be gender swapped. And there exists porn of that, I guess. Right?
So yeah, fair.
Yeah.
I love it when we get ships that get gender swapped. I love it. Or so one of the greatest things I've ever read, which is super great and it's super funny. I fucking love a Reylo fic where Kylo is a giant woman.
Yes.
Just
Phasma?
No. No, like the nose is the same. The scars and the muscle mass is the same. Body type the same. No dick. It's just vagina.
I've seen fan art of that, but I don't think I've ever read or even seen a story.
Yeah, so there's one. So there is this beautiful series called Lemon Hot Water, Lemon Hot Summer, where it's just these two ladies, these two beautiful women writing this like epic of like Rey and Kylo being virgins and having increasingly crazy fantasies about each other, and it's super hilarious.
Can I just why have you not shared this with us?
I know. Why is this the first time we're hearing about it?
Exactly.
Because I think when I first started reading it, it was a work in progress, and I know how you feel about those.
I know. Listen, I'm true. Fine. I have very strong opinions about work in progress.
I'm fine with
but
them.
Like basically they're. So but I would like but that was kind of just like when I was reading it, but like honestly now that I think about it, it's basically just like episodic one shots that happen to have a through line of the same people fantasizing about it. And
So it's perfect is what you're
saying.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. And but like within the Lemon Hot universe, there's another, like there's a two shot, like that's like part of like, there's a collection of it. And there's a two shot called Lemon Hot Water, where Rey and Kylo are in an established relationship, and then they get in the jacuzzi with Hux for reasons, and then they have a really crazy threesome.
For reasons.
They have a really crazy threesome. And then there is another, like the last one that I think there's only one chapter, is basically a retelling of the first chapter of Lemon Hot Summer, but Kylo is a woman. And it's hilarious. But there's like not a whole lot of sex on that one, which is upsetting. but it's great.
Okay. Yeah. So it's kind of like, you know, like those, like they do, when they do Kingtober 2020 which will be coming up shortly. Very excited. Yes. And so like each episode is each chapter is standalone, but they do it for 31 days and they do like different promptings and stuff. So that's, is that kind of like
it's kind of like a proto Kingtober for sure. But
love it.
I have just found
Babushka has the Flip Zimmerman A through ABCs, and it's fantastic. So just saying,
you can send that my way.
Yep. Yes, yes,
kindly.
Yeah, but I am. So
I don't need any more fan fiction to read, but please send it all to me. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Correct.
So I am currently like the thing that I'm going to talk about later is what I've been reading.
Later? It has already been over an hour.
Shut up.
So
no, like with the things that we love this week, right?
Okay.
But gotcha. I have just found a new woman loving woman ship.
Oh,
I am so excited about it. And as soon as I am,
keep us in suspense.
You want me to keep you in suspense until...
I said, please do not keep us in suspense. But I said it quietly, so you couldn't... All you heard was suspense.
Suspense. So it is from the world of Avatar. And it is canon. It is canon lesbians. Well, technically canon women, loving women.
Is it because...
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes,
just continue.
It is. Avatar Kyoshi. And her bodyguard, Rangi. It's
very obscure.
It's so obscure, but like, oh my god.
Are there fics for it?
I don't know yet. I have to finish reading The Rise of Kyoshi, and then I gotta read The Shadow of Kyoshi, and then I will go for the fics. But I'm just saying, they're incredible, and I love them, and I just want the best for them. They're such dorks. I love them. So I am like, I'm like, okay, we're getting more into the women loving women ships. We love to see it. All right.
Well, I thought there was a lesbian relationship in Legend of Korra. Is that
true?
Yeah,
that is true. So like it is implied, but it is not like in the series. And then in the comics that come after, it is canonized that Asami and Korra are together, which I'm like, yes. But this is in the book for Kyoshi. It's great. It's awesome. Excellent. We love to see it. All right. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to get into Fic Rex.
Okay.
What is your favorite fic that you always recommend?
I'll start.
Yeah, go for it.
I generally just read them and I'm like, that was great. Mariah, have you read it? And you're like, yeah, I read that ages ago. What are you doing? Like, it's basically
I read that
what
back in 2017. Where you been?
Right? Excuse me. There have been a few, though, that I've recommended to you that you hadn't read before. So, yay me.
Yes, you.
Yay.
But there is one that... So, I'll just say this... I loved this story. It's called Tango. It's on fanfiction.net and it's by Mr. Ben Zadrine, who writes beautiful fiction. And it's a Draco Hermione.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both terrible at dancing. They have to learn how to tango together. Anyways, and my sister is so funny because she loves a bad boy, right? Also, the most straight-laced, like,
human you will ever meet. Super conservative, loves a bad boy. And so I was like, oh, well, you should read like a Draco Hermione fic because you've never finished Harry Potter, but you know the characters and, you know, and she's like, yeah. So I recommended Tango to her, not realizing because of what I read. And because I thoroughly enjoy it. And then she's like, oh, it's kind of, it's a little, and I'm like, oh, right. I think it's rated M on, I think M is the highest on fanfiction.net. So it was, I think it was rated mature or whatever the highest it was. And I didn't even realize that. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, just skip it. Right. That was probably one of the funniest like times I've recommended a couple of things to her, and when she's like, Sarah, it was, and I'm like, sorry,
that is,
don't read it, skip it, whatever.
I love it.
That's incredible. Yeah, we'd love to see it. So mine is Bedroom Hymns by Dr. Nucleus.
Oh, yeah,
it is surprising. No,
you've wrecked it. I know you've recommended it to me, but I don't think I've read it
yet. No, because it's a work in progress, and it's been going on
That's
for 2 years.
That's why I hate work in progresses. I haven't started it.
So, it is so good. It is, at this point, 272,000 words. The last chapter was easily 20,000 words. She writes the longest fucking chapters of all time.
Jeez. But
this is the first tag of the additional tags is healthy depiction of Dom and Sub relationship. And it is so correct.
Yes, that's right. I'm remembering now.
And in this, Ray is the Dom. And it is
I love that.
The best. It is.
Sarah, it is worth it, Sarah.
Yeah, and like,
it is worth it.
And I'm scrolling through my 1,000 tabs because I'm sure I have it open. Hold on. It's, there it is.
Like, literally, if you want a crash course in what the DS relationship, BDSM is actually like and how to actually navigate that world, this is the fic. It's equally as much of an education tool as it is very hot porn, and like the story is fairly basic, but like at the same time it's comforting. They talk in paragraphs, which is weird, but like at the same time it's fine, you know, like this is such a good fic. I just love it so much, and it hasn't been updated since April. Yeah, but like there's already 23 chapters.
No, I know, I saw, and I'm like, okay. Yeah. But
right now they're on a chapter where it kind of like they're in the part of the story that's like they're fine. There's not a lot of cliffhangers going on right now. It's we're now at the point where every chapter is basically its own mini story inside of it, and it is great. it's just so good. It's
it is. I agree.
And like the like basically from chapters I want to say like 12 on, it's just like Ray being like, so what do you want to do on Friday? And Ben's like, do you want to peg me? And she's like, no. I don't. And he's like,
why not?
Because of issues, and you can read it. Consent. And you'll learn. You'll read it and learn.
Okay, reading it and learning. I'll add it to my to-do list.
It's which so is good. So long. It's so good.
My to-read list is like insanely long.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I just love it so much. It's great. It's great.
Corey?
The current, so I don't have like a rec that I go to and send to people because normally I talk to you two and you send me things. I don't have a person I send things to. But the one that I cannot stop talking about is called The Devil's Backbone by Junior Dreamer. Mm-hmm. It is a work in progress and it is a slow progress. But there are 12 out of 20 chapters and it is a Raylo. It's basically, it follows the whole theme, or I guess like whatever, a theme of them being able to like force bond, where they can like be in the same room and talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Except Ray is an orphan from like the deserts in Arizona who grew up and like had to go to jail at one point just for different things, and just kind of lives as like this renegade out in the desert. And Kylo Ren Ben Solo is a New York Mafia member. And
love it.
His mob is called the First Order, shocking. And they start seeing each other and like talking to each other, and then they're trying to like hide each other's terrible lives from the other person. And like the whole, so far, all 12 chapters, they haven't ever actually been like met in person. It's all been through the force bonding. And if you had told me I would have liked it, I would have told you no. Mm-hmm. And her writing is, or his writing, whoever it is, their writing is so good, that like, oh my gosh, it's just amazing. Han Solo makes an appearance.
Love it.
It's all, it's great. So that's the one I've been recommending.
So really quickly, I just would like to give a quick shout out. I have a shout out. That's where you say shout out. to Sarah for recommending me The Trail Bride. My favorite fic of all time.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
I mean, I saw the description because I love the fic rec list on Twitter. Another good reason to get into Twitter, listeners. They do the best fic recommendation lists.
Yes.
Especially Sadie, who is Muster the Raylo Hiram, I think. She's amazing.
The Trail Bride is just everything I could.
Yeah. Find. So they, as soon as I saw it was Oregon Trail. Sorry, I got a phone call. I was like,
no problem.
Mariah needs to read this because she was playing the Oregon Trail at the beginning of quarantine. So
yes,
it is a Raylo Oregon Trail book, and it is just, I read it in 36 hours. It's incredible. Just I started it and I could not put it down. It is one of the best things I've ever seen. Like, it is the most garbage of romances, but it's perfect. It is perfect. It's perfect. Yay. That is it. Thank you. So that's why
I love
it on the list, because I was just wanted to be like, thank you, Sarah. Uh-huh, uh-huh, I want to just put it out there. Like,
you're very welcome.
Oh man. Also, thank you for my chocolate dick. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Okay, you can't just like say that.
I can. I can, and I will. Watch me.
I thought that was going to be what she loved for the week. So we'll see when we get there. Okay, guys.
All right.
So works in progress. So my favorite fic that I always recommend is my favorite work in progress as well. But I just, like, for this one question was more like, what is a fic that you're just like, I wish this person would just get off their fucking ass and finish this so I know how it ends.
The Devil's Backbone.
No.
Yeah. No, you both love exactly. Your favorite fics are work in progresses. So I, if you guys couldn't tell, very strong opinions about work in progresses. I don't like to wait. Mm-hmm. I feel better about works in progress that have a chapter count, because then it gives me some sense of when it will be ending.
Yes, I agree.
The ones that don't have a chapter count, I get a little bit of anxiety, and I'm like, I'll come back later. Like the one that Mariah recommends is 23 chapters and a question mark, and I'm like, that's too much unknown for me. I'll be back later. but there's one, and I think it's Becca Stands. It's a Raylo Rocky horror.
I started reading this one. It's so fun.
And it's so good. They meet and they're doing a production of Rocky Horror, like, together, and he's gonna be Ben is Frankenfurter, and she's gonna be whatever the fuck her name is, I already forgot. Janet. And it's very good. And then there are a couple. I have a surprisingly large amount of work in progresses like that I'm subscribed to. And it just stresses me out the longer that it's now at 2 pages on AO3, and it just stresses me out because I'm like, guys, and then I might have to start the fic over because I don't remember. Like, there's a lot of stuff involved. So I just want everyone to, I prefer it. There was one that I read. It was really funny. They were like, oh, I wrote all of this, and then it'll be published really quickly. And they did like 2 out of the 3, and it's been months. And I'm like, excuse me. Where is this?
Right.
But I relate to that because one of my fics was exactly like that. I was like, this is going to be like 2 seconds and I'll get it done. And it took me until fucking from, I think I started it in August. And then it took me until freaking quarantine March to finally finish.
I was like, Mariah,
I had it written. I just couldn't figure out what the last chat, the last paragraph was going to be.
Yeah.
And then I figured it out in like 2 seconds after I just like sat down and was like, so read the whole thing again. How does it end?
I was just like, excuse me. I'm following this because I love you, but could you finish it, please? Thank you.
And I did. And it's fluffy and adorable. It really is. And it just like plot bunnies out of nowhere, and it's great. And I love it. By the way, if you want to read it, it's called After School Special. My handle is Brave Little Soldier. I have written 2 fics on AO3. The other one is a Steric fic, and it's called Stacking Up, where Styles is a librarian at the Library of Congress, and it makes no sense.
It's great. I love it.
My fanfiction writing days are not behind me, but I used to write so much more. It's insane. My work in progress that I really like and I cannot wait for it to be finished is called The Skywalker Actually Rises in this
one.
And for such a cracky title, it is some of the most... It is, like, if I were to ever see... Like this is somebody who loves Star Wars so much and saw The Rise of Skywalker and was like, this is a piece of shit.
Yep. Garbage.
I will, and I'm going to keep the main points, but I'm going to change it and write the movie that you wanted, that we deserved. And it is incredible because it's got one of my favorite crack ships that I never see, which is Ginger Pilot.
I love
which is Hux and Poe. And I'm like, they're gay for each other for
it's
sure.
So great.
All of the plot lines that are like introduced and then gotten rid of in like 5 seconds in The Rise of Skywalker are actually fleshed out. Ben's redemption is actually fleshed out. Rey's crisis of confidence is fleshed out, like all of it. And it's right now on chapter 26 out of 30. I think that the person who writes it must be late high school or early college because they are like, they had most of their updates happen during the school year or during like school breaks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always like talking about like, I got to go back to school. And I'm like, okay, you do you, baby. But it's really good. It's The Skywalker Actually Rises in this one by Shruggy Ben. So
you know where to find me when it's done.
Yes.
Seriously. Right. It's so good. It's so good. So good. Anyway, Corey,
wait, what was the question?
Do you have a work in progress that you need to be done yesterday?
Okay. Thank you. I do not now. However, about a year ago, my work in progress that I'd been following for almost 2 years finally got done.
Yes.
I literally, she would post every like Tuesday. It's called Do Not Go Gentle by Mojo Flower. It is steric. And I mean, she would post, it was like every Monday or Tuesday. Now I can't remember. And I think it was Monday night, and then I could read it on Tuesday. Let me tell you, I followed hard.
Yeah.
And it is, there's definitely some triggers. If you go to read it, please watch. I was not completely prepared, but then got really, really hooked. There's definitely some non-consent and illusions of rape, I guess is what you would call it, you know? Mm-hmm. But then there's a lot of hurt comfort, and after the first like 8 chapters, it just gets very relationshipy, and it's cute, and I love it a lot.
So,
but it took a very long time for it to start.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, because you said it updated on Tuesday, or you read it on Tuesday, or whatever, or reminded mm-hmm. me, there is a work in progress on fanfiction.net. I still occasionally go to see if it's.
On ff.net. Yeah,
and it's called Tip of My Tongue.
Listen, fanfic.net had so many good Tom Hardy Bane.
I like it because it's got an app.
Day.
So
I have love the app on my phone. Mm-hmm.
And so that way, mm-hmm. it's not as, like, the interface is just different, and you choose whichever one you like, and that's fine. But I like that it has an app, but there's one, it's called Tip of My Tongue by, like, I think the author's name is Kitten Shift 2717. I don't remember. And she updates, it was Tip of My Tongue Tuesdays. But it needs, I just need it to be done. It's so good. It was it was Dramione, and they got drunk and had a one night stand, and she got pregnant but snuck out before he woke up. So like, he has no idea that her son is his, and then he marries Astoria and has a son, but they work together, and then it's real good. It's the one that I like. When Mariah, you asked me to send you some Dramione, you're like, I think I might dabble, will you send me something? And I'm like, well, all I have is on fanfiction. I don't have.
Yeah,
so I had to look for archive of our own one, like AO3 ones. But I read most of them before I had an account on AO3, and so then I didn't have like anything bookmarked, saved, or in history.
Can I tell you something I learned last week about having an account on AO3?
Oh, honey,
I know.
Last week,
yeah.
Last week, I know.
I told you
we talked about this on the last mm-hmm. podcast.
Yeah.
Apparently, episode. I wasn't listening, or I didn't quite understand.
Okay,
what we were talking about. Mm-hmm. That's fair enough. That is fair enough.
Also, completely random. I promise this will be the last thing I have to say. But it's the same author, Kitten Shift something. There's numbers. I never thought I could get behind a Snape Hermione, which I still, I'm like, like, I really don't like it. But I read one of her fics, and I was like, okay, 100% sold. Like, that was beautiful. Anyways,
nice. Yay,
that
I
was
love
way
it.
Back from that other thing, other question you asked us like an hour ago.
As you
You're
say.
Welcome.
A billion years ago. All right, so let's go ahead and wrap this up.
I guess. Think. What have we been loving this week?
What have we been loving this week?
I made a crumble. It was fucking delicious.
Yay!
But I served it to a bunch of savages, and it was all gone.
Oh, no.
What a bunch of bitches.
You're like, really, I'm really not going to make this to share ever again.
Yeah, that's not... I have a giant family that's never going to happen.
But... yeah, exactly.
But I will continue to make it, because every time I make it, it's different, because I don't follow a recipe, so it's
perfect.
Great.
That's incredible.
Those are the best.
Yes. I have been loving The Rise of Kiyoshi by F.C. Lee. It is so good. I can't stop listening to it because I do. I'm listening to the audiobook. It is just. I love it.
I'm hurt. It wasn't the chocolate dick I got you.
Listen, I'm also loving the chocolate dick that I got as a surprise. But so let me just quickly tell the story of yesterday. I was my roommate's like, you have mail, and I was like, what? And I was like, I don't remember ordering this. And then there's this beautiful thing that says, you make my heart blossom. It's a little package. I'm like, oh my god, what did somebody give me a gift? And then I open it, and it just says, eat a dick. And there's a giant chocolate penis. And I posted it on Instagram. Who said this to me?
I'm hilarious.
And Sarah did. So thank you so much, Sarah. You're getting a lot of Mariah love this
week. I love it.
All right.
So good.
Corey.
Oh my gosh.
Corey.
So mine is sad and I'm sorry now.
No.
I just wanted to bring up Chadwick Boseman.
Oh.
Corey.
Wakanda forever.
I know. And I just, because I don't know what our demographic of listeners are, but 2020 has seriously sucked. And I just wanted people to know that if they are sad, it's okay. And please write us. Literally when my sister texted me, I said, "You're lying to me." And she goes, "No, it was on Twitter." And I was like, "Yeah, no, they do fake deaths all the time. Like, I don't believe you." And then I went and looked and it was like on BBC News, you know? And you're like, "Oh, mm-hmm, Jesus." And so I just, like, the thing that I'm loving is the outpouring of love and the videos that are coming out of, like, how great Chadwick is. And we've always known. When I saw him in 42, I was like, this guy is going places. And he became our king. And so I just wanted people to know it's okay to not be okay. Mm-hmm. And to reach out, to cry, to laugh, to watch his movies and enjoy. Because Chadwick gave us every part of him. And I mean, literally to the bitter end, he gave us his heart. And so the best that we can do is honor his memory. And vote. That was the big thing that he said at the end. Please go out and vote. I don't care who you vote for. Just don't sit at home. So yep. Go out and vote.
That was so beautiful. Was so beautiful. What the heck? Anyway.
Sorry.
What are we going to be talking about next week?
We're going to talk about Jane Austen.
Yay!
Oh my god. That, yes!
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to the Drive Time Pod. This is a completely listener supported podcast because we make no money. So give us money.
We do this for the love.
we do this for the love, and you don't give us that either.
That is not true. We get lots of likes on our Instagram.
That is very true. Nice job, everybody. So, if you would like to rule 64 yourself and become our friends, I don't know. That was a weird thing for me to say.
But
don't. Hold on. Let me try that again.
In case you guys were wondering, we've been recording for almost 2 hours. Hopefully when we put this out, it won't be 2 full hours. But I'm just, we're losing.
We are. And it's been a long day, week, year, decade.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All of the above.
Anyway, if you would like to communicate with us unlike any stupid dipshit in any fucking fanfiction.
There we go.
And just tell us how much you love us. Please find us on Instagram at the Drive Time Pod or write to us, thedrivetimepod@gmail.com. Tell us all of your hopes, your dreams, your tropes, your kinks, your squicks, all of that. And we'll see you next Wednesday.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening, guys.